Thank you for obeying God. 1 Peter 5, verse number 8. Well, I appreciate y'all being a blessing and a help to Trevor and Jamie. And Brother Keith, when's the baby going to be here?
August 24th.
Amen. If y'all, some of y'all too young to know this, but it used to be a game show called Truth and Consequences. I'm going to talk to you about choices and consequences. You do nothing in a vacuum. There's a law of cause and effect. If you think you can just sin and say, God forgive me, and that's the end of it, that ain't the end of it. It is in some ways, as far as God's concerned, He forgives you. He doesn't hold it against you. But some things we set in motion. And if you knew then what you know now, you'd done a whole lot of things different. You know why? Because you made a choice and never contemplated the consequence. Now, very few people in our day ever do that anymore. Young people, why don't you rebel? If you want to really rebel, quit being like the masses that never contemplate the consequence of what they do. Contemplate for what you're doing is going to lead you. What results going to be. Some of it will be loss of health, loss of wealth, loss of influence, be loss of family. Loss of a lot of things. 1 Peter 5, 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil. Why do you love somebody's enemy? Why do you want to follow somebody's enemy? He's a roaring lion. He's a roaring lion. He's not a kitty cat. He is a roaring lion. He's a walking about seeking whom he may devour. Boy, he's got many opportunities in our day. Now, people not even, and I'm afraid, some people probably even halfway know the roaring lion is and still following. Man, what insanity is that? When you know, I know of a man one time, his wife, he called her writing a letter to a man that's having this affair, and she said in this letter, and she's supposed to have known God. She said, I don't care if God judges me and my children go to hell, I'm going to have you no matter what. Hey, that's the devil.
Right.
That woman ain't no more saved than a dog.
Right.
Make a statement like that. I'm going to have what I want. I don't care what it does to daddy and mama. I don't care what it does to me. I don't care. I'm going to have what I want no matter what.
Amen.
You've heard this? This is courtroom terminology. If you are a defense attorney, especially, and even a prosecutor, here's what they say. You never ask a question that you don't know the answer. You don't ask a witness, especially a defense lawyer. You don't ask your client a question if you don't know the answer. That's where a lot of people get in trouble. It ought to be said, you never make a choice. You don't know the consequence. You need to contemplate the consequence. Boy, that's a can of worms. I can't go down that road. We'll never get to the point I want to make today. Parents, are you contemplating your faithfulness? Are you contemplating laying out of church and the consequence in your children? Do you even care? Do you care? Are you contemplating all the prayerless days? Are you contemplating the consequence? Are we contemplating the music we allow in our house and the filthy movies? You may just get carnal. Your children will get demonized. We're living in a demonized world. Are you considering the consequence of losing your affection for Christ and giving it to something else? Idolatry. Boy, I tell you one thing. God's up here with his half-heartedness and indifference and apathy. It's really getting to the bothering. And God gives us chance after chance. Truth, truth, truth. And we got choices and they got consequences. What you do, dear people, I love you, but I tell you, sometimes I feel judgment coming. I feel it. And I know when it comes what that means. you can't undo it.
Right.
You can't undo it. You can pray, God have mercy, a long time. But when it comes, you can't undo it. You can't undead somebody. You can't resurrect them. You can't give somebody back their health. You can't give somebody back their family. You can't give somebody back their respect and their influence. We set in motion events that causes consequences that we just cannot undo. I can't get past that. We can't undo them. There was an angelic being one time, full of wisdom, full of beauty, full of knowledge. And he made a decision and never thought about the consequence. In his pride, he wanted to be God. He wanted to be like the Most High. And he is so powerful and so beautiful. And he rendered praises to God. God had given him an ability like no other created being's ever been. Lucifer had power and beauty and ability and gifts like no created being has ever had. Boy, he is impressive. He got real proud of himself. He got to looking in the mirror. All that light of God being reflected through him, he thought that's his light. All that beauty God given, he thought that's his beauty. All those gifts God given, he thought come from him. And didn't know they're a gift from God given to him to bring praises and glory. He's to offer the praise of all the created beings and offer them up to God. He's the anointed cherub that covereth. But somehow, and I don't know why, iniquity was found in him. And he was so powerful, so beautiful, so persuasive that one third of all the angels of heaven followed him. And think about, do you think for one second that Lucifer had any clue how that's going to end up? No. And you don't either.
Right.
And you don't either.
Right.
That's why we're to read that Bible and believe it. Need to have the knowledge of good and evil. I don't need to know what sin feels like. I don't need my curiosity to damn me. I don't need to taste of the forbidden fruit that know I shouldn't have it. I'm to trust God and believe. He's protecting me from terrible consequences. Here's the consequence of sin. The way of the transgressor is hard. Boy, listen, young people, you've had the light poured on you. A lot of y'all ain't even saved. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What's the devil dangling in front of you? You don't turn out like your daddy. Some of your mamas. Some of your grandparents. Losers. Bound by sin. Is that the road you're going down? That's where you're going. That's where you're going. Them same demons in your family will jump on you unless you got power to resist it. You'll end up worse because you've had so much light.
Yes, sir.
Hey, adult, it's heard this stuff all your life. What have you done with it? You know what Satan desired? Here it is. He wanted to be free from the authority of God. Hey, young people, I've said where you said. I know what you're thinking. Boy, if you can get up under the authority of the church. Get up under the authority of daddy, if you got a decent one. Got rules. Good daddies have rules. Get up under the authority of my daddy and all the rules of my mother. And just get out in the world. That's you thinking like the devil. That's exactly how he thought. Oh, if I can get up from under the authority of God, how foolish from the outset that Satan thought. First of all, he thought that he could achieve good apart from God. You know how God made us to obey him. You know how God made us to glorify him. You say, I want my own life. You ain't got your own life. You ought to live the way God wants you to. Because your own way is going to turn you out like this. How can good come out of evil? How can good come out of rebellion?
That's good.
How can us continually ignoring God's word. God, I feel your judgment. My God, help somebody to wake up what's a coming. Consequences to rebellion. So Lucifer defied God. And Lucifer wanted loose from that yoke and that bondage he thought God had on him. And he thought he'd serve God no more. Is it not ironic? He's still serving God. Is it not ironic? He doesn't do one thing God doesn't let him do. Is it not ironic? Satan can't do one thing God don't give him permission to do. Is it not ironic that in hell and the lake of fire, the devil and everybody follows him will do exactly under God's thumb and authority. Oh, when you don't want to be God's servant willingly, you'll be one unwillingly. You're going to be a servant.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. If you won't give glory to God, he's going to take it. The wrath of men shall praise him.
Right.
Oh, we think, God help us, we think that we can, Satan is limited in the good he can achieve. You know why? He's not omnipotent.
Right.
He don't have all power.
Right.
Hey, I'm trying to help some of y'all.
Amen.
Some of you, I'm telling you right now, you better, if you've ever listened, you better hear.
Right.
And I know y'all already fighting to not do nothing about it again.
Right.
Already getting your mind off of it if you can. Go through them doors, same old, same old. But the same old about the end for some people in this church. I preached everything I know to preach. I've done everything I know to do. And some of y'all ain't going to move, but you going to move. Y'all, you listen up, you going to move. Satan does not have creative power. Satan cannot create out of nothing. He can't even create out of something. Hey, when you messed up on drugs and your breath is leaving your body, how you gonna get it back in your lungs? When God tells your heart to quit beating, how you gonna make it start? When you're headed headlong toward that oak tree or some bullet being shot at you, how you gonna stop it? You can't stop it. Oh, wouldn't it be something to be in hell screaming, my God, Sunday morning after Sunday morning, I heard the warning and heard the warning and heard the warning. And never really considered the consequence. You know God's stronger than you? Y'all realize that? You say, have a good week. Have the good pleasure of God you did. You have a good week this week. Good pleasure of God. The good mercy of God. The Lord. Help me, God. Help me, God. You know how I love these people. Oh, God, this is killing me. I'm sick of funerals. I'm tired of burying people for their time. Them sending a sin unto death. Dying an early, going to an early grave. I'm tired of doing that. God, help somebody take heed to the warning today. Great God, there may be some young person. This will be the last time you really deal with them before they meet a collision with the consequence of their action. Help them, God, to yield. God, come the easy way. God, help them to come the easy way. Lord, you showed mercy on us. Probably everybody in this building, you spared us when we should have died. I know I can say that you've done that for me over and over when I was too stupid to obey you. Too rebellious. I thought God had took advantage of your mercy because you're so merciful. I took advantage of your love, God, and of your kindness. And I thought it'd always be there. And I had good parents praying for me. Hey, some of these ain't got that. They don't have what I had. They don't have a good church. If they go here, they do. And they got people praying for them here. God, that ain't got, that may delay judgment. That's not going to keep hell off of them forever. Oh, Lord, help us in this hour. God, we're answerable to you. We owe you. You deserve our best. Oh, God, you deserve our best. May we give it to you. May we give it to you. Y'all look up here. You know what? If you die and go to hell, there ain't a thing you can do about it there. There ain't a thing Satan can do when he gets you in hell in the lake of fire. He can't do nothing about it then. You got a short period of time here. And it is the goodness of God. Some of y'all might think, I'm your enemy. Why are you up there praying like some mule? Why are you so excited? And I'm upset because there's a burning hell. That's why. There's parents in here going to lose your children to hell and your grandchildren. Does that bother you? Does it even faze you? It ain't going to turn out all right. It's going to be, no, it ain't just going to be all right. It'll be all right if God intervenes. I want God to hear me when I pray. I need God to hear me when I pray. I'll show you something. Three little old girls. Three little old girls growing up in a hell-bound, demon-possessed world. And they're going to count on them. They don't even know it. They're counting on Grandma and Grandpa to live right. And let's get some collateral with God so He hears us. So He hears us. Quit monkeying around with God and the things of God. Hey, I'm telling you, God's in here to warn us today.
Amen.
You know how powerful Satan is? Just as powerful as God lets him be, and not a whit more. Not a bit more. He's on, hey, you know how much you're going to rebel against God? All, only what God will let you. Some of us set such a bad example. Oh, God. And we can't undo it. So we cry out to the young parents. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! And we say to the kids, hell staring you in the face if you don't come to Jesus Christ. Satan was limited in what he could achieve, and so are you. Satan was limited in his knowledge of the future, and so are you. You don't know what today holds. Hey, some of you have accidents in life. You've had things happen to you. You know a little bit about pain. You know a little bit about suffering. Parents, God spared your children, didn't He? He spared them when they should have died. And one day they're going to. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, don't let me live. Now, don't let me live. If one of my children is going to go to hell, don't let me live to know it. I can't process it. I can't accept that. And if any of my children go to hell, they'll go because they deserve it, and they'll go because they chose it. And if yours go to hell, they ain't going to hell because of me, and this church, they're going to go to hell because they ain't believe. Listen to me. Don't you try to blame this pulpit for your lost children. The truth has come out of here. How many hours you got them a week? How many I got? Huh? I'll tell you right now. Boy, the devil's a roaring lion. Walking out seeking whom he may devour. Satan did not foresee the existence of hell and eternal punishment. There was no hell. There was no lake of fire. It had never even been created. Did y'all know that? You know why God created hell? He made it for the devil and his angels. I doubt that Adam even knew about it. When Satan come through that beautiful serpent, the most subtle animal in the Garden of Eden, I doubt Adam even knew yet about hell. Because he didn't even know good and evil. He didn't know right and wrong. There was one will in the universe, God's will. Till Lucifer sinned and became Satan. He didn't know. to go to a place. I want to ask you a question. If you had made Satan, Lucifer, and you made him the grand door expression of your wisdom, and he rebelled against you, wanting to be you, he's wanting to be God. He's so deceived himself, he thinks he can. He thinks he can break through, free up God, and just go on like nothing happened. Like God doesn't exist. We think, hey, God's going to be there. I'm just going to break away. And you're going to do what? What you going to do? Oh, listen to me. Satan didn't foresee hell. Do you see yourself with the rich man in hell screaming for your mom and daddy to bring you a drop of water? Are you foreseeing that? You foresee yourself falling through a bottomless pit where there's no footing.
Right.
There's no ending.
Right.
You foresee God turning his back on you for all eternity. You say, preacher, these are hard facts. I know they're hard facts. But oh God, if we'll believe them now, we won't have to suffer later.
Right.
Here's something. Satan was limited in the fact he could not control the fallout. He couldn't control it. He could not do damage control. As a tree falleth, so shall it lie. When a man falls in death, be saved. He'll go to heaven. If he's lost, it's hell forever. And Satan had no idea. He couldn't change a collateral damage. You know why? He thought it wasn't no big deal. Well, what's the big deal cursing God? What's the big deal blaspheming God? What's the big deal committing fornication? What's the big deal committing adultery? What's the big deal being a sodomite? What's the big deal being a child molester? What's the big deal getting drunk? What's the big deal doing drugs? What's the big deal doing anything? The big deal is it's breaking God's law.
Right. Amen.
You just can't fix collateral damage. What if your cousins, your family, see, you go in the ABC store, they can't unsee that. Hey, what if they see you on the dance floor? They can't unsee that. What if they see you drunk? They can't unsee that. Oh, listen to me. Choices have consequences. Some of y'all in this building, some of y'all listen to me on internet. You had parents that once served God. Now they're doing what they threatened to beat you about when you was growing up.
Right.
And they compromise. They're nothing but a walking illustration of compromise. And they ain't getting by.
Right.
And that example's passing on your children and your grandchildren. And they can't fix the collateral damage. They can't undo what's been done. You say, oh, preacher, it sounds like it's hopeless. It ain't hopeless if you get forgiveness. But still, when you get forgiveness, you can't undo it. I don't ever mention this much. God's got your tithing record. He's got your attendance record. He's got your praying record.
That's good.
He's got your generosity record. He's got your encouragement record. He's got it all.
You're right.
He's got it all.
Amen.
Does this preaching even bother anybody anymore?
Amen.
If it don't, God's done with you.
Right.
God's done with you.
Amen.
And nothing but judgment.
Right.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Satan may have regretted his decision. Too late. Too late. It's done. Can't be fixed. You reject God your last time. It's done. Now, let me just say this because I'm not going to get through one third of this. Satan's hatred of God and his people is irrational and misput. God's hatred of Satan is perfect and holy. I can't express this enough. As much as God loves his son, he hates, he abhors, he loathes Satan.
Right.
You know how despicable Satan is to God? He made an eternal hell for him and the lake of fire. And for all eternity, Satan shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Keep the thought now. Where does man go when he dies? The same hell.
That's exactly right.
If you die lost, all God's love is over. There is no love. There is no mercy for you. You have become God's eternal enemy. And it can't be fixed. Have you ever thought about that? Oh boy, I'm a demon. You don't love God. Then what you doing fooling with him? Are you insane? He gonna pull you in the same pit he's in. Well, I'll marry him and get him in church. Don't play that fool's game. Satan will never repent. He's too evil to repent. God won't let him repent. Because only God can give repentance. Only God. Only God can give repentance. God ain't going to let him. That's why this thing's so serious. When a person, y'all believe what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Wake up!
Yeah.
You get in hell, you cannot repent.
Yeah.
You can't. God won't let you. So grieved God. So insulted him. You've got to really get God mad at you for him to put you in eternal hell. You've got to really upset him. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
God got so upset with us. His anger burned like the lowest pit of hell at us. But he loved us. And he wanted to have mercy on us. So he poured all the hate out and anger on Christ on the cross. God didn't hate Christ. He hated what Christ had to become. He became sin. God the Father's never hated Christ. But on the cross, Christ became us. And all that venomous anger at us was poured out on him. You think you flipped your nose up to God? He's done all that. When he sacrificed that much for us, we just flip it off to get to the car, to get that hell music back in our mind and get God out of our soul. Huh?
You're right. You're right.
You can't get kids off the cell phones to listen to a sermon.
Right.
I blame that on the parents.
Yeah.
Never take this thing serious. If you ain't reached them that time, they're about 10 years old, you might forget it. Because they're so hardened, reprobated as young kids. They've watched so much stuff. Satan never repented. He can't repent. God cannot let bygones be bygones. Folks, listen. I wish as a man this wasn't so. But I know by being a child of God that it's right.
Amen.
God provided no sacrifice for fallen angels. None. There's no sacrifice given.
Right.
God gave no sacrifice for Lucifer.
Right.
And when a man dies and goes to hell, the sacrifice is cut off. There is no remedy. None. And there is no hope. God has no mercy and no grace for those. God's angry at the wicked. I mean angry. Your sin is high treason against God's holy throne. So, God loves you. God's having mercy on you. He's withholding all that against you. Now we can get into all this sovereignty stuff. Sinners can't understand sovereignty stuff. Sinners understand rejecting God. That's what they do. They reject that warning of their conscience. And they stifle it. And they suppress it. You know why? Because they don't want that voice trying to talk them out of what they want to do. You want me to use Dr. Ray's terminology? When a man dies and goes to hell, God's as dumb with him as a doctor is a dead man. In heaven, Lucifer was the anointed cherub that covereth. He was over the worship of heaven, responsible for taking all the praise and rendering it to God. Somewhere, he wanted the praise. He wanted to do his own thing. Choir master of heaven. All these abilities. God had many options. It's probably as far as I'm going to get. Folks, this thing can't just keep going on like it is. It just came. Heard last Tuesday night, Brother William carrying their daughters over there. I heard Brother Steve Parrish tell his story. He said he'd give the boys' name. Said they'd went to elementary school and was moving up into junior high and high school. And had the junior high and high school together. Well, you know what that means. That means them little guys gonna get picked on, bullied by them older guys. And said there's one guy in particular, terrorized them. Big old boy, terrorized them. And said he just beat and banged and thrashed on them. But he said there's one boy in particular, he never would let up on them. Said there's in gym one day up on the bleachers. And that boy went about to get his stuff. And that big boy standing behind it and pushed him. And he went rolling down them bleachers bleeding. Son, he went back on that guy, man, like stink on a skunk. And he never let up till he beat him. That little guy beat that big guy to a pulp. Steve asked him afterwards. Said, son, said, don't call him. What got in you? He said, Steve, I had enough. Something had to be done. Something had to be done. Something had to be done. And I'm telling you, dear people, something's got to be done. We can't go on like this. Something's got to get done. We've got to get serious, sinner. You've got to get serious about your soul. God could have responded to Satan. He could have crushed him with his power. Could have crushed him. You know what? That ain't God's way. But because before God crushes him, he's going to humiliate him. He's going to humiliate him. He's going to let him have this world. He's going to let him go after Adam. If Adam falls, if he falls, they're going to choose sides with Satan. And God's going to let him have them. He's going to let him be the god of this world and be over the governments, be over the entertainment industry, be over the educational system, be over the institutions of this world. Let him run all wild as far as God will let him in certain communities. And in the midst of all that darkness, God's grace.
Yeah.
He's going to touch individuals.
Yes, sir.
God's going to give grace over here. God's going to send conviction over here.
Yeah.
And God's going to draw this in over here. And in the midst of all that darkness, and there's a family full of violence and murder and drunkenness, God's going to reach down.
Yeah.
Have mercy on one of them. In a special way.
Yeah.
They're going to get sick of all that hate.
Yeah.
They're going to get sick of all that drinking. And they're going to say, God, if you're out there, if there's a God, I don't want to be like this.
Right.
God, I don't want to be like this. And so God's going to orchestrate this thing. He's going to let that little boy or girl in the midst of all that hell in that family get to be a friend with somebody at school. Move in beside of a neighbor that goes to Sunday school.
Yeah.
That's why Sunday school is so important. Gonna move in. Gonna be friends with them. Marry into a family where there's God and there's hope. And God's gonna show grace and mercy out of the midst of all that and stick it in Satan's face. That's what God's gonna do. And one day all those that follow Satan's going to see him humiliated before God as a big nothing and a zero. That's what God's allowing to happen. And man's choosing his allegiance and his obedience. When God convicts somebody, you say, preacher, the Holy Ghost ain't never really called me. Will you hang around and ask him to them?
Amen. Right.
Ask him to. Ask him to. Say, Lord, I want to know you. How sure are you looking at this world? There ain't no hope out there.
Right.
Ain't no hope out there. God, I'm trying to do my best here, Lord. Trying to do my best. God help us. God have mercy. Just because God's hand is stretched out still doesn't mean it's always going to be there. One day, He's pulling her back. We're on the verge of that right now. You're seeing how the Antichrist is going to come to power. You're seeing the destruction of the American Constitution, our way of living, our government that we've had over 200 and close to 50 years crumbling in 6 months. We're seeing Supreme Court justices that have no spine. We're seeing federal judges sell us out. We're seeing politicians act like politicians in bed with the Russians and the Chinese. Damned. The teachers damned with them. They're so deceived. They don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You're seeing the beginning of a strong delusion. That's what you're seeing. People cannot naturally be this stupid and this wicked. You got to have some help to be this bad. And I'm telling you, the demons have moved in, buddy. And they're taking over. What's it, God doesn't do something about this thing, what's it going to be in 10 years? I'll tell you something. 10 years from now, I'll probably be in jail for preaching the gospel if the Lord don't do something. Or I sure ain't going to be in hell, buddy. It's a better farther on than it ain't for a lot of people I love. Now, kids, I told you about my children. I can't bear the thoughts of you either. Because I'm responsible for you. God put me a watchman on the wall.
Amen.
He told me to warn you.
Amen.
And if I warn you, the blood's on your hands.
Yeah.
And if I ain't warned you, you come up here after service and I'll warn you.
Yeah.
Heaven a gain, the hell to shun. Satan's deceptive. I ain't got through a third of this sermon. Church, it's time we got serious.
Yeah.
The only hope our family's got is God, but God works through us. You get weary in the fight. You get weary in the battle. Everybody does. What do you think President Trump got so weary about? His own people selling him out. His own people supposed to be for him, colluding behind the scenes to bring him down. First 2 years, when he had the Senate and the Congress, had the power to do everything he wanted to do. And they sold him out. Paul Ryan sold him out. Mitch McConnell sold him out. His own side. Then there's that bloodbath of an election in 2 years because of that Russian hoax lie. And Paul Ryan would not let Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and Newsom even have subpoenas to expose that stuff. His own side.
Yeah.
How weary you think he got? You know what kept him going? You said this getting political. Well, get over it. I'm sick and tired of seeing him kicked around like a can.
Yeah.
What kept him going? God did.
Amen.
I don't think he's saved. I hope he is, and I hope he'll be, and he will be. What did God put in him? Such a love for America. Such a love for America. Such a love for his children and his grandchildren. He knew China was about to buy us. He knew what was coming. What he didn't know was how deep the deep state really was. That's what he didn't know. And he put people in position he thought was his friends. When they're bought by the same crowd as that progressive, demon-possessed rats on the sinking ship. Men fight the same thing in churches. Betrayed by your own people. People that won't obey God. They resist and they rebel. Hey! God's men are frustrated with it. They're leaving these churches by the droves. They're tired of the fight. I don't never want to get tired of the fight.
Amen.
No, sir. You know what? I tell you what keeps me going. Your soul.
Yeah.
Hey, some men in this building I'd die for.
Amen.
Hey, women in this building and children I'd die for.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do. Give my life for the cause. Because your soul, I'm responsible for it. Now, that's why I beg for prayer. Beg people to serve God. Serving the atmosphere where that sinner's grown. Sunday after Sunday, them doors open. Lost people go right back through them doors.
Is
that disturbing y'all? Can you quit fighting God then?
Yeah.
It's time to get in or get out. It's time to yoke up and serve God or get out of the way.
Yeah.
It's time to leave, follow, or get out of the way. Can't go serve God, just get out of the way. Preacher, I want to come here. Well, come here, just get out of the way. Huh?
Yeah.
I believe God's wanting to do it one more time.
Amen.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
Well, we need God to put that back in us. What we once had. Put that drive in us. Put that faith in us. Get your eyes off this world. Get your eyes on the battle. The fight. The war. God, I love y'all. Man, y'all been so good to me. I don't think you love me more than I love you. Now, we'll have a contest there if you don't do. I love you. My God, I love you. I care about you. Care about you. But I care about you so. God, Keith, I, brother. Oh, how I don't want to see people set under me cast into hell. I can't bear the thought of it. But it's going to happen, and I know it. You know why? Because we sit over and over and do nothing. Do nothing. Help us, God. Just bow our heads a moment. Just Alyssa, don't play.